All right, thank you very much, Bob. And Robert, you got your 100 career sack today. What does that mean to you, the big 100?
It means you're getting the job done. Able to be around 11 years and just to reap the benefits of this hard work. And I appreciate it. I'm very fortunate and blessed.
Was it extra special for you to do it here at home?
Yes, it is. Home fans, they stuck with me. They've been supportive for 11 years, and so it was an honor just to do it in front of them.
Defensively today, going back to the crowd, how important was that 12th man today?
Very much. They got loud and able to get some good get-offs, and old linemen, they was kind of slow because of the crowd noise, so it's very important to us.
And so much pressure on Russell Wilson in the second half. They only chipped in 3 field goals, no touchdowns in the second half, no points in the fourth quarter. Did you guys make any adjustments at halftime?
No. It's just everybody did their job. Had a slow start, and everybody just hunkered down and just put the piece in place and got the job done.
What was going through your head when they got off to a fast start, 12-0?
Settle down. Mm-hmm. We know we got this, and we know we're good enough to play with them and just have to do it.
Is that the mindset of this defense, knowing in big ball games and in crucial moments, if a turnover occurs, you just need to limit them to a field goal because you trust the offense to go out and get sixes?
Yeah, we know our offense, they're deadly. Run, pass, they can get the job done. So we just have to hold a fort, and then they get it figured out, and then this is what happens.
Do you think that this is one of the best teams in the NFL, speaking of the Colts?
Yeah.
After beating San Francisco and Seattle?
I thought we were one of the best teams since OTAs. So That's how I feel about it.
I love it. That's love it. Robert Mathis getting his 100th career sack today. Congratulations.
Thanks.